Hi Nina, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Very good, thanks for asking.
You're welcome. So I see that you deleted the visits for Cedric McMillan. I need one of the visits to stay in. I can't attach the EIM to a blank deed.
Okay, just give me one second. So I put the one that is the day after he was hospitalized. He was hospitalized on the 27th, but he has no visit there.
So if he was hospitalized on the 27th, the visit needs to go on the 27th. It has to match whatever date that he went into the emergency room.
Okay, so just give me one second.
Normally what I do is I normally put a temp schedule in after the caregiver's schedule, so it just won't interfere with it.
Okay. Okay, so I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
Also, I wanted to let you know, to speak with you regarding a case that is Margarita Talercio. They are giving a lot of headaches about the clock in and clock out. They have been overlapping and has been serious problem every week in billing, and let them know, like, hey, you have to clock in on time, and they just simply said, like, oh, it's because you guys have a messed up schedule, but the schedule is messed up because of them, not because of us.
Okay, so what you need to do going forward, you already advised them.
Yeah.
Just let them know that upper management, you had a meeting with us upper management, and due to the reason of their clocks is overlapping with each caregiver's schedule, so going forward, whatever they clock in for, whatever the next caregiver is going to be behind it, not with the schedule that was already scheduled.
Okay. I will let them know.
So
I just put the visit on the 27th temp, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.